celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. You know, I'm always on the lookout for fundraising opportunities that benefit man's best friend, and our first guest, Ann Sachs from Fetch Eyewear, has created a fashionable way to look cool and help Fido. Hi Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to tell everybody, what is Fetch Eyewear and how does it benefit animal rescue?
Fetch Eyewear is a collection of very high-quality glasses that can be ordered either as optical glasses with your prescription or just the frame itself so that you can put in your own prescription. Also reading glasses, reading sunglasses, and sunglasses. It benefits animals because 100% of the profits are contributed to our family nonprofit, which is the Pixie Project, which is an animal adoption and low-cost clinic in Portland, Oregon.
That is amazing. Now, who thought of this idea? Who's behind the Fetch Eyewear, and what was the impetus in actually starting the company?
Well, our family's always been interested in pets and in their improved lives. Our daughter went to college. When she came back, she said she really would like to create a new concept of a shelter with really very good matches of owners and pets so that the pets do have a forever home. And so my husband and I decided to support her in that and create this adoption center, and I created the Eyewear company to support it ongoing after, you know, for example, after we're gone.
I have to say it's really kind of cool because I haven't really run into this type of thing before because the designs are very cool. Had you been involved in the eyewear at all?
Not so much. You know, I was in the tile business. I'm the founder of Antex Tile, which is now 23 showrooms. I'm no longer associated with that company, but I have a commercial tile company. And the glasses I just picked up initially because I felt that reading glasses were very either overpriced in the optical world or poor quality and not very attractive in the sort of boutique or retail world. So I had started on this eyewear venture, and then when my daughter decided to become executive director of our family shelter, I decided that the eyewear company would become a permanent funding source for adoption and low-income medical care, and we do donate 100% of profits to that.
Well, the website, fetcheyewear.com, people can take a look at all the different styles. What I think is really cool is how you have people determine what is best to fit their face.
Yes. Well, that's we give some guidance. Of course, that's pretty challenged, but we really seek to allow people to select the correct pair for his or her face by allowing people to take home six pair. We pay all of the freight charges. And so for 2 weeks, you can have your friends and family comment on the six selections that you've made, and then you keep whatever it is you wish to keep and send back what you don't.
Wow, that's really like the honor system. I think that's pretty amazing. have people been really good about getting those back to you?
Oh, people are fantastic, yes.
I think you find that in the this type of business and the rescue business, that people that really understand what it is you're trying to do. Do you have a bestseller? Do you have something, you know, for men, women, unisex, something that really just flies off the shelf?
We do. It's really interesting what the bestsellers are, but if your readers want to or listeners want to check these, our bestseller in all colors, meaning each of the colors is very strong, is a style called the Darby, D-A-R-B-Y. Next is a style called the Jack. Again, all the colors are equally strong. Then there's the Hugo, which is the sort of classic round glasses. Bestseller is one called Hickory Tortoise. And then there's one called Sadie, which is named after my daughter, Amy, who is the executive director of our rescue. And All the Sadies are very strong as well.
And how are these delivered? Do they come in like a, what kind of package do you, are we going to get these glasses in when they come to us?
Well, the Trions come in a nice little folding package with all six of them nicely secured in there. And an individual one comes in a USPS box.
And so I should ask, too, now you've got your rescue and you've got this adventure. Do you have anything new in the works?
New in the works in eyewear, meaning new styles? We have two
yes,
new styles coming
sure.
in.
Oh, really? And so when are those going to be available?
They'll be available, I would say, in about the next 30 days. And they are sort of large glasses. Typically, we think will be used as sons. And one is a little bit more feminine, one is a little bit more masculine, but I would say the one we're identifying as masculine is really pretty unisex. And they're coming in some really stunning colors, some sort of sea blues that are transparent and some beautiful sort of burgundy and pinks that are shaded from top to bottom. Very, very unique and very nice.
Well, it sounds like fun. It's like people should get two or three so they have something to go with their wardrobe.
I think that's a great idea.
I do, too. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. I want to wish you continued success in all that you do for the animals.
Well, thank you for what you do for the animals, too.
For more information, log on to FetchEyewear.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out about the future of odor elimination. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, my next guest, John Davidson, is from a company whose letters are S-C-O-E 10 X as in xylophone. He's here to talk to us about the future of odor elimination. Hi, John, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What does this stand for, these letters and the 10X, and how does it work?
SCOE 10X stands for Super Concentrated Odor Eliminator. 10X because it's a 10 times concentrate.
Okay, SCOE 10X. It's kind of has a ring to it. So how does this work?
SCOE 10X is unlike anything else on the market in that when you activate it, when you take the concentrate, add water to it to activate it, and you put it onto, let's say, cat urine, dog urine, it actively digests and removes the actual source of the odor. And there's, if you could have a little science lesson, there are three components to odor. And we're talking about bacterial odor, as in urine, feces, vomit, spoiled foods, those types of odors, which your nose identifies a gas that is produced by bacteria that is eating the refuse. Does that make sense?
It does sound scientific. I was just at my neighbor's, and I think she could benefit from this. I didn't want to tell her, but I didn't understand that actually the nose has something to do with identifying this. This is pretty interesting.
Yes. Well, here's what happens, and different types of odor eliminators, so-called odor eliminators, address each different part. The big name brand names that are advertised on TV all the time, and I won't mention the names, they address that odor molecule itself. And technically, when they call themselves odor elimination, it actually eliminates that odor molecule. Unfortunately, it's not eliminating the source of the problem. So the odor will return. And that's where most people get frustrated with your typical store-bought odor eliminators. They just don't work. So, and that was why we came up with SCOE 10X, is because we absolutely needed something guaranteed that would work every time it was used. And it works in a biological way where when you activate SCOE 10X, there is live bacteria, hungry bacteria, that actively seek out, digest, and destroy the urine, the feces, the vomit, spoiled food, whatever that odor might be. So the bacteria that's causing the odor has nothing to eat. Thereby, you've permanently eliminated the odor. Hopefully that makes sense.
Wow. So this really is better, and it is different than the competitors out there.
Completely, yes.
So have you come up against an odor where your product doesn't work, like skunk?
A skunk is one of the easier odors for us to eliminate. We can eliminate skunk odor in less than 6 seconds. So it's the odor that we don't try to address is mold and mildew odor. Mold and mildew is a fungal odor, and since SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic, hypoallergenic, you can use it on yourself, you can use it on directly on your pet, and fungus needs a biocide to actually kill the mold to eliminate that, and so we don't use SCOE 10X on mold or mildew odor.
Well, let me ask you another question. I have another girlfriend, unrelated to the one I already told you about. She had a horrible incident just before leaving for Hawaii. They opened the door, and their dog was standing at the door, and on the other side of the door, unbeknownst to them, was a skunk. Now, she didn't know about your product, and they did as much as they could before they left for Hawaii, and of course, they had a fabulous 10 days. But they still had to deal with it when they came back. And can SCOE 10X help her now, even though the odor has been, you know, it's through every place and every nook and cranny in her
home? Absolutely. Okay. SCOE 10X will remove the odor. And one of the, and they can get in for, if you go to our website, SCOE10X.com, and go and click on the instructions, there are detailed instructions on all these different types of problems, including cigarette smoke, gasoline odor, skunk. They're all there on how to deal with those odors at this point in time. One of the things, the skunk molecule itself is very, very small. And so you have to atomize SCOE 10X to get down to that size, and you would need a high-pressure sprayer to do that, which can be rented or if you have one. But, yes, SCOE 10X will eliminate that odor. It will save them trying to live in a skunk-filled house.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. They've done a few things, but you know there's some things that are lingering. So now to order, do you offer a starter kit of sorts for people to try it?
Yes, we do have a starter kit on the internet. Again, all the products are right there on the order size. You can click on that and look, and you can see all the different order size. Again, there's tremendous amount of information on the website. And again, our guarantee, it works or it's free. We completely stand behind our product because, again, you know, either it works or it's free. And we believe so much that if you use the product as intended, it will work every time because of the way it works.
Well, it's different than anything I've heard of, and I did peek at your website real quickly. You have a lot of rave reviews on there, so I encourage everyone to go to SCOE10X to take a look. And I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
For more information, log on to SCOE10X.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out about a new app to help find a beloved pet who goes missing. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fighter Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Dog owners, 80% of our paw-chewing, itchy, and gunky-eared dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do. Make the serious business of fighting allergies goo-licious fun with sublingual doggy goo. Doggy Goo is a dermatologist-approved, 100% natural, peanut butter-tasty treat for your dog. That's Doggy Goo. Lick it up at doggygoo.com.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. My next guest, John Palomino, has created a fabulous way to help find a pet who goes missing. Hi, John, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Hey, so what is Finding Rover, and how did you come up with the idea?
Well, Finding Rover is a mobile app that you can get from the Apple Store, and basically what it does is identifies lost or found pets using your mobile phone using facial recognition technology that we've developed.
So this is really unusual. I know that the facial technology has been used, you know, for the human counterparts, but how did you come up with this idea to help find dogs and cats?
Well, it actually started 3 years ago in a coffee shop, sitting there with my wife looking at a lost dog poster, bringing back some horrible memories of a dog we had lost and our kids in the backseat crying and us putting posters up all over town trying to find our beloved pet. And I got to thinking, I thought, there must be a better way. And this facial recognition idea popped in my head, and I thought, well, if you can do it for people, why not for dogs? And that started the quest. We went out and we contacted five of the major companies around the world, and they all told me the same thing. Can't be done. Very difficult. Animals are much more difficult than human beings. And then luckily we found the University of Utah and some incredible scientists who took on the project and actually developed the technology so we can find a pet using a phone.
That's amazing. So I know it didn't happen overnight. You said 3 years ago you started the germ of this idea. How long did it take from concept to reality?
Well, the actual algorithms for the facial recognition part took a year, and we had two wonderful PhDs out of the University of Utah working on it, and it took them about a year. Then after we did that, it took about another year and a half to develop the app and make it all work, where it's easy, seamless, easy to use. And so here we are. We launched 4 weeks ago, and we already have almost 20,000 downloads of animals, which is wonderful. It's all free, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. That is just amazing. So walk us through how we would use Finding Rover.
Okay, real simple. You download the app at the Apple Store. It'll be available on Android in about 3 months, but right now it's on the Apple platform. So basically you download the app. You basically register your dog by taking a picture of your dog. And by the way, you know how hard it is to get a dog to look at a camera. We invented a bark button. So when you hit the bark button, your phone kind of makes the sound of a puppy squealing, and dogs look straight at it. It's hilarious. So you take a picture of your dog. You then, once you have the picture, you dot its eyes and its nose, and you register it. A little bit of information about the dog, and that's it. Now you're registered. If you ever lose your dog, all you need to do is go to the app, go to whichever dog you lost, hit I lost the dog. Instantly, a push notification goes out to every member within 10 miles saying, hey, one of our members has lost their dog. Please look out for it. Now, if anybody finds that dog, be it the pound, be it the shelter, be it anybody walking in the park, all they need to do is take a picture of the dog, do the same thing, dot the eyes and the nose, and it instantly identifies it if it's been reported lost, and vice versa if it's been found and somebody is searching. So it's that simple.
Well, it does sound simple, and I understand you have been touring all over the country. So where are you now, and where will you be next?
Oh, okay. Well, this morning we just did, we were in Phoenix, Arizona with Fox News, and we're going to actually be on NBC tomorrow. And we're on our way to Austin, Texas. From there, we're going to be in Houston, then Salt Lake City, Seattle, and Portland, and then back to Sacramento, and then back home to Berkeley.
Oh, you guys are amazing. I hope you're taking your vitamins.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's been amazing and humbling at the same time, and how many people are, you know, just embrace this concept and this technology, because, you know, it's all about us as a community looking after each other's pets. And now, you know, there's no excuse. All you need is a camera and a thumb. I mean, your phone and a thumb to take a picture, and you can reunite somebody with their pet.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And, you know, keep up the good work. I want to congratulate you on your efforts and wish you continued success in finding Rover. So thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye-bye.
For more information, log on to findingrover.com. And that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. For more information about today's show or about traveling with Fido, pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Barnes & Noble and Hastings, or log on to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe online. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.